Genesis 37. Just let me just welcome everyone to our first breakthrough service for the year. Come on, isn't God amazing tonight? This is our first breakthrough service and such a presence in the house. Imagine what's going to happen next month. My God, after we're done fasting 21 days, imagine what's going to happen at the outpouring. Oh my God! Woo, movement in the spirit. Rabando roshata di kandorosa. Oh, we love you. 37 verse 5. Load those volumes and those phones. And it says, now Joseph had a dream. What he did? Come on, what he had? And he told it to his brothers. Tell somebody, be careful who you tell your dreams. Right, that's what I'm saying. Tell somebody, be careful who you tell your dreams. Not every dream that you get, you ought to tell everybody. Because not everybody could handle the dream that God has put in your heart. Joseph had a dream. And he told it to his brothers. And they hated him even more. Now, Joseph was already in a place to be hated because he was a favorite of his father. Whenever you tell people your favor, their eyes open wide. They're like, who do you think you are? But you got to let them know, I'm a royal priesthood. I'm peculiar. I'm a chosen generation. I am God's favorite. Ooh. Anybody God's favorite here tonight? Yeah, man. And they hated him even more. Why more? Because at this point, his father had already given him a coat of many colors. Anyone saw the rainbow today that was out? There was a beautiful rainbow out. And the kids were so excited. And Emily said, I don't think I've ever seen a rainbow. But you know when I saw the rainbow, what I said? I thank you, Lord, for your promise. I receive the promise. Because when God gave the rainbow, it was a covenant that he will not flood the earth again. And I said, Lord, I receive your promise. Man didn't put the rainbow. Nobody went up there and painted. God put it up with his own hand. It is his rainbow. Tell the queer folks the rainbow belonged to Jesus. We're afraid to even wear the rainbow colors because people think you're a little on the other side. I got to get some rainbow shirts back in this shirt. And we take back the rainbow, man. It's our rainbow. The Lord give it to us, amen. It's nothing to worry about. It's nothing, nothing to be afraid of. Just receive. It's God's promises. But they hated him because he was already favored by his father. And his father treated him well. Because just like the rainbow represents promise, the coat spoke that this boy is a promised child. This boy is a deliverer. This boy is special. You know, you have children, but every child comes with their own blessing. Every child comes with their own promise. You see different things in different children. We got four, and every one of them are different. But they hated him even more. So then he said to them, please hear this dream which I had. Mighty God. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood around and bowed down to my sheaf. Now, that's a terrible dream to go telling people. Imagine I come in here and he said I had a dream. And in the dream, my sheaf stood up and then all your sheaves bowed down and worship or bow themselves. They'd be like, Pastor, what's wrong with you? Right? Because But what it was something that God was showing him that he should have kept in his heart. But I want to tell you, we're going to see something that we need to point out and hold on to here tonight. He may have been discouraged. He may have been broken down because Joseph was young. What was he? Young, very young. And youth speaks of immaturity. So he may not understand to hold the dream inside and just leave it until it plays out. Right? And his brothers said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him. Wow, these guys are good haters, man. My God. They hated him. How? Even more. So they hated him even more before, but now it went to a whole new level. Whole new level. Or shall you indeed reign over us? Have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dream and for his words. Now he didn't do anything to them but tell them what he saw. But look here. Story didn't end there. It continues. It says, then he dreamed still. Tell somebody, subject to change. He dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bow down to me. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for speaking to us tonight. I pray tonight that you would revive dreams. What you have put in our hearts, we will not let it go. But we will dream again. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise. You may be seated. Now Joseph had this dream and he tells his brothers, my sheep stood up, yours bow down. They hated him. It wasn't the first time they've hated him. That's just been the trend because he was favored. He was a favorite of his father because he was from the woman that his father loved. And he worked about 20 years to get her. When he went and served in Laban's, his uncle's house, his dad, Jacob rather, I should say that, Jacob loved Joseph. Jacob went and worked with his uncle. And the night of the wedding, he thought he was getting married to his Rachel. But the next morning when he woke up, he saw Leah. And the Bible says he was disappointed. Because in those days, I guess, you had blind marriage. Until you sleep and wake up, that's when you know who you have. That's a tough situation. I don't think anybody wants to be in that place. I don't think anybody wants to be in that place. You sign up for one thing, but then the reality is totally different. But that was the situation that Jacob found himself in. And now, stay with me, guys. So now Jacob, he said, you know what? I love Leah so much. I'll go what? Another 7 years? How many more? Rachel, rather. He said, I'm going to go what? Another 7 years. Because he knew that was the one he loved. Love is powerful. Love will make you do some of the craziest things in the world. Ask any young man that falls in love. All of a sudden, nobody else matters but the person they are in love with. Friends, best friends, you're ready to give up on them. Now, Jacob was ready to serve for 7 more years. Stay under his uncle, not doing his own things, being limited. His future is limited to whatever his uncle says. But if who knows, there is a God. Once God is on your side, no man is able to limit you. No person is able to limit you. What looks like hard labor, when God's favor comes into it, it changes the very place that you find yourself in. You said, I'm just here serving, I'm going nowhere, but God is in the midst. God will show up, because when time for him to leave, after he got married to Rachel, it was time for him to leave. God even made the sheep favor him. God made, almighty God, the impossible areas. So, I'm not too clear on this, but I know there was some story going on here. When it was time to leave, he said, Laban, I served you all these years. I'm leaving you without anything. I don't have much to leave with. He said, I came here. I was running from my brother. Yes, I know, but I served you. I got married to the daughter I didn't want to get married to. But now I got the one I want. And now he's getting ready to leave. And when he gets ready to leave, there's a situation where he needed livestock, because in those days, that's how wealth was calculated, not money. People had livestock. You're either a farmer or you raise livestock. You were a shepherd or a herdsman. And he was there. And when it was time for him to go, they made a pact. They said, we're going to have spotted ones and we're going to have plain ones. Whichever spotted ones belong to one person, and the plain ones, that when the animals produce, the plain ones belong to the other person. So now, who knows that God owns animals? And God can even control what comes out of animals. The Bible says that when it was time for Jacob to leave, the ones that was appointed to him, I don't know if it was the spotted ones belonged to him. But mighty God, all of a sudden, all of the sheep started to drop spotted lambs. I want to tell somebody, it is time to dream again. Do not give up on the dream that God has put in your heart. It doesn't matter who hates you, tries to use you, tries the same manner of evil against you. If God is for you, who can be against you? If he got to touch animals, if he got to touch the heathen, no matter what, Ecclesiastes chapter 2 says, the heathen stores up and releases it to the righteous. The heathen stores up and releases it to the righteous. Mighty God, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Tell somebody, subject to change. Tell them, dream still. It doesn't matter who tries to throw cold water on your dreams. Tell them, dream again. Let the dream live. Whatever God has put in your heart. I'm talking to people tonight. Whatever God has put in your heart. Just like Mary. She put things deep in her heart and she pondered upon it. If God has given you a dream for a business, do not let it go tonight. If God has given you dreams for a career, do not let it go. Because he said, I will speak to you in dreams. Dreams are not by the way. Hello? Dreams are an access point to your spirit. I'm going to say that again. Dreams are an access point to your spirit. God birthed things in you through your dreams. So whenever you have a dream, check it out. God gave Joseph a dream. He was probably immature with how he handled it, but it was the truth. He got a dream from the Lord. Now, dreams take time to happen. Dreams are, let's put it this way, futuristic. It speaks of what is to come. Sometimes it is close, but sometimes it is what? Afar off. But if God has put something in your heart and he has nailed it to your spirit and you can't shake it, I want to tell you tonight, keep dreaming, because it doesn't matter if they take you and they hate you and they put you in a pit and they take your clothes and they spill animal blood over it and they go back and they tell a lie and say that you are dead like they did to Joseph. God has a way of vindicating his people. God has a way of bringing his dreams for your life. He said, I know the thoughts I think about you, says the Lord. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Thoughts to give you a future and an expected end. Tonight I'm talking to someone. Keep dreaming. Dream still. Even though you have opposition, keep pushing. Don't give up. Do not relent. Because with God, things are subject to change. Think about blind Bartimaeus. He had a dream to see. The scales of blindness were upon his eyes. But when he heard about Jesus, he heard Jesus was passing by. He still held on to his dream. And when Jesus passed by, he did something about his dream. He opened up his mouth and he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He did not sit there and let his dream die. No, he kept dreaming and he dreamed even though everyone told him, don't make noise. Do not bother the master. He said, I've got a dream. And I'm about to meet the man that could bring my dreams to pass. Oh, Rosa Bashakanda Rosha. So they took Joseph and they said, we got to get rid of this dreamer. The man's name became Dreamer. One day his brothers are out in the field taking care of the father's sheep, so the father sent him to check on them. They said, here comes the dreamer. Next time somebody calls you a dreamer, say hallelujah. Because there's a palace that is waiting for me. You might drag me through the pit now. You might try me in the pit. You might try me in the prison. But I want to tell you, there is a God that deals in my affairs. You can't stop me. You can't hold me down. You can't limit me. You can't alter my future. Because God has written my future with his hand. My name is in his book. I'm talking to somebody tonight that needs to revive your dreams, revive your drive. Stay connected with God. Once you're connected with God, your dreams will come true. Once your connection with the Lord remains intact, watch here. How do we know that Joseph stayed on his mission? Now, you know, it is up to you to fulfill what God has told you to do, right? The Bible says Jesus was obedient even unto death. He played a part in it. You hear that? When he had to go to the cross, it was hard. He was in Gethsemane. He was crying. He said, Lord, if it's possible, let this thing pass. Let it pass. Let it pass. It is hard. But who did he cry to? You see, what happens to us, when our dreams are not coming true, we start talking to the wrong people. I wish I had a church in here tonight that I could preach and sing. I said, we start talking to the wrong people. We start going and take advice from people that will not benefit us, people who care nothing about us. They just put on a show like they like you and they care about you, but all they concern is about your demise and to bring you down. But when you talk to your Heavenly Father, the God that loves you, that so loves you with all his heart, Jesus was getting ready to go. He said, I can't take this. You imagine how Joseph went from having these dreams. Now he's in a pit. He probably said, what happened to the dream? What happened to the dream? Some tell somebody, you got to pay the price. Oh boy, you got to be willing to pay the price for the dream. The bigger the dream, the bigger the price. I said, the bigger the dream, the larger the sum of the price you will have to pay to get what God has for you. You're going to have to sweat. You're going to may have to cry. You're going to have to read that word and hold on to promises. Even though you're not seeing no rainbow, you're not seeing no signs of hope, all you got to do is just stay consistent. He said he dreamed still. You got a dream still. No matter how hard it gets, dream still. Dream still. In the pit, gets to Potiphar's house. How do we know he stayed right with God? When Potiphar's wife wanted to lay hands on him, what did he do? He ran. He escaped. That showed the condition of his heart. The Bible says faith without works is, faith without works is, it is dead. Your faith has to have action. Your faith shows the place of your commitment. I'm going to say that again. Your faith shows the place of your commitment. Joseph was committed to the dreams that God placed in his heart. So he was not about to let a moment alter the dreams that God had put in his heart. He said, God, I started with you. You brought me to the house of Potiphar. They tried it before. They put me in a pit, and I came out of the pit, and I rose up triumphantly, and here I stand in a place of authority. I will not be distracted. God had greater for him. There was more to the dream, because up to this point, there's nobody bowing down. Do not be distracted by achievements. You know, they said one of our worst enemy is our last achievement. We could get hung up on our achievements and not move forward. You feel so good. And it's like when Jesus did the transfiguration, the guys got so excited. They said, Lord, let us stay right here. Because it felt so good. It felt so glorious. It felt so wonderful to see Moses, to see Elijah, to see Jesus in glory. They said, let us stay right here. Let's not move from here, Lord. It is too good. But Jesus had the big picture in mind, because down at the bottom of the mountain, there was a boy that could not get delivered because they did not receive the Holy Ghost fire. They did not receive the Holy Ghost power. Jesus is saying, it feels good. It looks good. But there is greater than this. There is more than this. I'm going to die. I'm going to pay for the sins of the world. And I'm going to send the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to empower you, and I'm going to empower them at the foot of the mountain, and I'm going to empower generations down the road to do the works that we are doing. Do not get hung up on achievements. Achievements feel good. I'm not telling you not to feel good, not to be grateful, not to celebrate, but do not get hung up. And do not get stuck because of achievements. Because the greater is still ahead. Tell somebody, dream still. Dream still. Dream still. Dream still. Almighty God. And the story continues. He got out of her house. The Bible said, flee the very appearance of evil. Flee the very appearance. If something looks shadowy, out. If it doesn't sit well in your spirit, check it with God. Say, what is this? Out. Because what that is going to do is alter your course to your destiny. It's going to slow you down. It may not stop you, but it's going to detour you, and you're going to have to pay consequences for what happened. Amen? I want to tell somebody tonight, if God has put something in your heart, I want you to press forward. I don't want you to give up. When the people were on their way from Egypt going to the promised land, mighty God, when they saw the Red Sea, they could have given up. It doesn't say that no circumstances is going to come in your journey. On your way to your dream and on your way to your promise, you're going to meet devils. You're going to meet people that are trying to block you. You're going to meet hindrances. You may meet sickness, you may meet disease, but I want to tell you, the God that you serve is able to do exceedingly abundantly above you could ask or think. Do not be afraid of any, just keep dreaming tonight. Whatever God has put into your heart, hold on to it. Because we see down when he told his dad what he has dreamed in verse 11. And his brother envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. That's maturity now. Maturity says, if it is of God, let's wait for it. You understand that? If it is of God, we know this son is special. We know this son is a son of promise. If this is of God, let us wait for it. Well, tonight I'm here to stir up your faith. And I'm here to tell you, do not give up. Do not give in. Even if you're standing in front of a Red Sea, God is able to split that sea wide open. God is able to split that hindrance. If you're sick tonight, remember Naaman in the Bible? He was sick. He had leprosy. But God had a little girl that could have helped him. God sent a little servant girl into his home that may that give him instruction and say, Master, if you will meet the man of God, if you can ever find your way over to Elisha, you would be healed from this situation. I want to let you know that God will set you up with divine helpers. Destiny helpers. Mark this. Whenever you feel like you're in an impossible situation, say, God, send me a destiny helper. Hey, Candorosa. I think we're going somewhere here tonight. So you see, sometimes we don't know principles. We don't know principles. How did he say? Press down, shaken together, running over. Shall who give into your bosom? God? Who? Men. Men will give to you. Men will help you. Men will support you. Men will help you carry out your vision. Men will help you fulfill your dream. This man had a dream. But who did God use to get the dream? A man. Pharaoh had the dream. The men that were around Pharaoh could not decode the dream. They could not interpret the dream. But God had a dreamer in the house. A man that kept dreaming. Even though everyone taunted him. And everyone envied him. And everyone hated him. And were malicious to him. And sold him. And took him out of his father's house. And made him, an almighty God, an orphan. God will send destiny helpers. Mando roshe katalala basuta. God will send destiny helpers. People that will come alongside you. And you don't know why they want to help you so much. You never did anything for them. You never gave them anything. But they say, I'm going to help you. Oh, don't worry. Oh, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock you have the appointment. I'll be there 7:30 waiting to drive you to the appointment. Because what? God put it in their heart. The Bible says the heart of man is where? In the hands of God. We got to believe the word of God. We got to believe the principles. Do not give up on your dream. Keep dreaming. Man, some of us feel that once we get married, our dreams are shattered. I want to tell you that's a lie from the enemy. Because when we start hearing about the man, Abraham, he was married. The lie that the world tells the culture today is that achieve all you need to achieve before you get married. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You need to have your house before you get married. We didn't see that in the word. And most of the people that chase things like that chase riches, that chase money, that chase house, that chase cars, they're very unstable. They don't have proper appreciation for people. They love things more than people. You have conversations with them, and all they can talk about is the things they own. Relationship means nothing. And they say things like, who does he think he is? Whatever. He's just a low life. Because they do not value life. They value things. I want to tell you tonight, that's not how God has set us up to work. He set us up. He said he will bless us and make us a blessing. Meaning, at whatever point in our life, he chooses to release the blessing. Whenever you're mature enough, he gives it to you. God do not give you things to destroy you. Sometimes you give a young kid a fast car, he kills himself with it. Because he can't handle the blessing. Can't handle the blessing. Not mature. But I'm telling you tonight, dream still. Whenever God sees it fit and God is ready to release, he says, my hands are not too short, nor my ears too heavy to hear your cry. I want to tell you, even if you feel like you're in a pit today and you feel like there is no way out, I want to tell you the merchants are on their way that are going to pick you up and take you from the pit. You thought the merchants that passed by the traders were only going to buy him to sell him into slavery. No, they were helping him. They were helping him to get to his destiny. Because before the foundation of time, there was a seat that awaited him in the palace. But the trip to the palace is long. Some people are so blessed they're born in the palace. But there are others that God says he takes the foolish things of the world to bring down the things that are high and powerful. God could sit you among kings as long as you continue to dream. You continue to remain faithful. You continue to check your relationship with him. Stay in accord with him. Be led by his spirit, because he already calls you royal. Now keep dreaming. He never let go of his dream. Because what? He had the faith. Even if they put me in the pit, it is subject to change. If they put me in the prison, it is subject to change. If the man that promised me he's going to remember me, that even is subject to change. If God be for you, who can be against you? Keep dreaming tonight. Keep your dreams alive. Keep your dreams alive. Keep your dreams alive. Marabaka sotoroshata. God will put people in your life that would lead you into greener pastures. That would be a blessing to you. All you got to do is say, God, you said it. You put it in my heart. and I believe it, and I'm going to move with it. What you going to do? I'm going to move with it. Don't sit back. Don't give up. Everyone stand in this room. Mighty God. Tonight we're going to pray. We're going to believe God. Just like Joseph, rather. The story continues and it gets over to chapter 50. And his brother finally meets him. He's sitting in a royal place. We know the story, some of us. Famine hit where they were living in Israel. And they had to go to Egypt to buy grain. They had to go buy grain. When they get there to buy the grain, they met a man. And the man they met was the one they put in the pit. It was the one they envied. It's the one they hated the more. God promoted him to the second in command in Israel. All because he kept dreaming. He did not stop dreaming, because things are subject to change, because God is in it. And because of that, when God put a dream in your heart, he's able to bring it to pass. There he was sitting, and the same 11 came, and they bowed down. Then the father came, and the mother came, which was the moon and the star, the moon and the sun. They came, and what they did? Bow down. So Jacob had it in his heart, and he probably go like, oh God, here you go. You always fulfill your word. Because, you know, Jacob had encounters with God before. He knew God. He knew who God was. He was the man that fought with God. And he said, hey, you're not leaving me until you bless me. We got to get radical when God put a dream in your heart. Let me tell you, God put a dream of a great church in my heart. What do you think I'm going to do? You think I'm going to shiver and shake and be scared? No! I'm going to keep dreaming. It doesn't matter if it's 3 people. Or 100 people. I'm going to keep dreaming still. God says we're the head and not the tail. What are we going to do when we feel like we're left behind? You think we're going to say, oh, all of a sudden I'm the tail? No! I know in whom I have believed in. And I am persuaded that he is able. And at the end of it, he looked to his brothers and he said to them, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Every head bow, every eyes closed. God is going to do something in here tonight. I want you to just open up your spirits. Manda ro shata rabakad. Right now, just begin. Let's get something. Just play something, guys. And just begin praying. Just begin talking to God. Pour out those dreams. Those dreams that you have. Maybe you have a dream for a business. And you're saying, God, I don't see how this can come in line. I've been trying at this for 10 years. 15 years. I've been trying to get my career on the road. I want to tell you tonight, there's an anointing here to keep the dream alive. I want to tell you there's an anointing here tonight to keep the dream alive. There's an anointing here for destiny helpers, that God will bring people alongside you that will help you, that will position you. God didn't give me this word for no reason. I want to tell you, this word was for you tonight. This word is for me. Rekando ro shatara sando roboko satarabashe manda kanda. He said his word will not return void, but it shall accomplish what it has set out to do. So tonight, God, we give you glory. Mando ro sata ye de bakando ro sha ye kato robo se e karaba. We're gonna do this song, You Made a Way. When my back was against the wall and it looked as if it was over. Sometimes you're in situations, trying situations. Oh God, and it feels like it's over. But I want to tell you, the Waymaker is in the house tonight. The one that keeps his promise from generation to generation is in the house tonight. The one that says, I will never leave you, nor forsake you, but I'll be with you to the end. It's in the house tonight. The God that says, I know the thoughts. You see, the dream he gives to you is just the thoughts that he has concerning you. He's just revealing to you what he thinks, what he sees down the road for you. He put a dream deep on the inside.